Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria and Polokwane 29.
Got a crash that's causing delays. Mabopane Highway southbound. There's delays at Block XX. And in the capital, Simon van Houten Road south, a crash at Frangipani Street.
And in your headlines this morning, Zinhle Mphupha says this is a big one for the Bok women, and Cricket South Africa supports Subrayen after dismissing accusations. Details at 7:30.
The South African National Taxi Council in Gauteng has assured the public that taxi operations across the province will continue as normal today. This follows reports that commuters in Ekurhuleni were expected to face taxi disruptions amid growing tensions over the impoundment of minibus taxis. SANTACO's Provincial Secretary Graham Fritz says they aim to find a sustainable solution through negotiation.
There will be no province-wide protest or suspension of services in Gauteng. Commuters across the province can continue to rely on normal taxi operations. Regarding Ekurhuleni, the provincial and national leadership of the council is actively engaged in constructive dialogue aimed at resolving the outstanding matters.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says transnational crime is on the rise, calling for stronger global cooperation through Interpol. Speaking at the Interpol Africa Regional Conference in Cape Town, Masemola highlighted the need for African nations, starting with SADC, to unite before engaging globally. He noted cyberspace as a growing crime frontier, urging joint strategies to disrupt international syndicates at the source.
Crime happens through the cyberspace. We need to work together as a region in Africa because criminals, that's how they work.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has confirmed it will continue its legal action in the High Court in Johannesburg to have a former Johannesburg property company CEO, Helen Boetes, declared a delinquent director. Boetes plans to defend the application, which seeks to prevent her from holding any directorship in the future. Altus Stephanie Fick.
We are also holding her to account over her role in the JPC's unlawful COVID-19 procurement. The City of Joburg and JPC removed Boetes as a JPC director the day after Alta announced our delinquent director case against her. We hope the City and JPC are not paying her legal fees. She should pay her own legal fees.
While a deal with Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine continues to elude the US President Donald Trump, China's leader Xi Jinping is getting ready to host Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Beijing. The Chinese leader has been trying to project Beijing's power on the international stage, not just as the world's second largest economy, but also as a diplomatic heavyweight. More on jackaround.fm.com, click on news. And finally, the South African Revenue Service is cracking down on social media influencers, urging them to straighten out their tax affairs. This comes amid investigations into undeclared income from online content creation and brand partnerships with platforms like Instagram, YouTube and TikTok, generating significant revenue. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdminister, SANTACO in Gauteng, sê daar is geen provinsiale wye staking van dienste nie.
However, in Ekurhuleni, we are still getting that warning sign saying that there will be traffic in taxi interruptions today. So,
yes, we did get this notification from Ekurhuleni yesterday. We are following up. As soon as we know anything new, you will know.
Dankie, Swar. There you go. Emil Pinan, many youngster Jackanese. Okay, now, the big question. The big question is, where have you been hiding the lickies?
Jacaranda FM. Ha! More music you love.
Just enough.